This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor, Nagaon district in Assam. The 86-kilometer-long elevated corridor project is an environmentally conscious national highway project. It will feature 35 kilometers of elevated wildlife corridor that will pass through Kaziranga National Park. The project aims to improve regional connectivity while ensuring protection of the park's rich biodiversity. The project will pass through Nagaon, Karbi Anglong and Golaghat districts and will significantly improve connectivity to Upper Assam, particularly Dibrugarh and Tinsukia. The elevated wildlife corridor will ensure uninterrupted movement of animals and reduce human-wildlife conflict. Speaking at the launch of development works in Kaliabor, Mr. Modi said that Kaziranga is not merely a national park but the soul of Assam. He added that UNESCO has recognized Kaziranga as a World Heritage Site. PM Modi highlighted that in recent years, the number of tourists in Kaziranga has been increasing steadily.
Kaziranga Elevated Corridor aur nayi rail sevaon se Assam ke logon ke liye nayi sambhavnaen taiyar hogi. मैं असम की जनता और देशवासियों को इन महत्वपूर्ण परियोजनाओं के लिए बधाई देता हूं। जब प्रकृति सुरक्षित होती है तो उसके साथ अवसर भी पैदा होते हैं। पिछले कुछ वर्षों में काजीरंगा में पर्यटकों की संख्या में लगातार बढ़ोतरी हुई है।
We now take your life to the Prime Minister's address. New Amrit Bharat Express trains at Kaliabor, Nagaon district, Assam. These trains are Kamakhya, Rohtak, Amritsar, Amrit Bharat Express and Dibrugarh, Lucknow, Gomti Nagar, Amrit Bharat Express. We apologize for not being able to take you to the Prime Minister's address live. Yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had launched a scathing attack on the Trinamool Congress TMC government, labelling it as ruthless and calling for its immediate departure from power. Mr. Modi said this while inaugurating new projects worth over 3,000 crore rupees and flagging off several trains at Malda, West Bengal. The Prime Minister highlighted illegal infiltration as the state's gravest challenge, stating that it has reached a critical stage, altering regional demographics and local languages.
बंगाल के सामने एक बहुत बड़ी चुनौती घुसपैठ की है टीएमसी के नेता टीएमसी का सिंडिकेट सालों से यहां घुसपैठियों को बसाने उन्हें वोटर बनाने का खेल खेल रहा है पश्चिम बंगाल के अनेक क्षेत्रों में आबादी का संतुलन भी बिगड़ रहा है कई जगह भाषा और बोली में
In Maharashtra, five persons lost their lives and one woman was injured in a tragic road accident on the Solapur-Pune National Highway near Mohol. The accident occurred late last night around 11 p.m. when a speeding car lost control and rammed into a roadside tree. The victims were travelling from Panvel to Akkalkot for a religious visit. The injured woman has been admitted to the government hospital in Mohol and further investigation is underway. In Uttar Pradesh, lakhs of devotees are taking a holy dip in the rivers on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya. This is also the third important snan of annual religious event of Magh Mela held at Sangam in Prayagraj. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh for today. The Met Department has forecast dense fog conditions at isolated places over parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and Bihar for the next 2 to 3 days. In men's cricket, host India take on New Zealand in the decisive third and final ODI of the series in Indore today. The match is set to begin at 1:30 p.m. The series is currently tied at 1-1, with India winning the opening match and New Zealand bouncing back to win the second. And that is the end of this news bulletin.